At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That may have been the hottest concert I have ever been to at your Be More Than Coffee Club. Billy, TJ, and Hope talking about the Brad Paisley Show at CMAC over the weekend. Now, TJ wasn't there.
No, it was stifling.
It was hot where you were.
It was hot everywhere.
Hope was there. I was there. We had friends and family there. And I walked in early to do the broadcast. And as I parked my truck, I stepped onto the pavement. And you could feel the heat coming off of the blacktop. That was the hottest experience I think I've ever had at a concert.
I got out of my car at 6 o'clock and it still said it was like 97. Yes. Real feel was like still 103 with 85% humidity.
Good Lord.
It was so hot. Even the guy who lives in Nashville, Brad Paisley, up on stage going, can you turn the humidity down? Like,
yeah.
Like he should be used to it. That's how it is down there, isn't it? Hot, humid, muggy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's been a couple artists who have come up and they've been like, it's hotter here than I thought it should be because of how hot it usually is in Nashville.
Yeah. A lot of them have the perception that New York is all New York City. Mm-hmm. They, as soon as they hit the green, they're all shocked and surprised that they're playing a concert in the, you know, middle of green fields and lakes and stuff. I did have a chance to talk to Dylan Scott last night and I asked him as an artist, how would you feel with my Syed, idea to make some money, and that is sit your A down. It's a one section in a concert
venue.
Now
you're asking the artist
about it? Yes, because I want to make some cash off of this.
And what did he say?
He was totally fine with it.
Uh-huh.
So the premise is, you know how you stand up and you have to stand up because the guy ahead of you is 12 feet tall and you can't see around him. Mm-hmm. And old people like me have bad backs. I cannot stand for 3 hours. I'm incapable of walking the next day. It's that bad. So my proposal is I will gladly pay a few extra dollars for one section at a concert venue where everybody agrees to stay seated. It's totally fine. I'm having a good time.
Okay.
I'm just not standing. That's all. That's all.
And what did Dylan say?
Dylan said, I'm totally fine with that as long as it's not the front section.
As long as he can't see you.
He said, as long as you're further back.
As long as I can't see you people just sitting there while I'm trying to entertain my butt off.
I said, by the way, sir, you're collecting a paycheck whether I'm standing or sitting, so why do you care? And he says, for me, I need the engagement.
Yes.
If you're further back, I don't care. If the lawn is sitting, I don't care. If you're the back section of the place, I don't care. But up front, I need that energy.
Yes.
Which is fine. So we all agreed. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, the promoters can make some money. Maybe you get a cut of that section. Give us a shout out every now and then. Hey! All you losers, the Syed
section.
He's
not going to rest until he gets the section.
I'm going to get the section. I'm going to talk to the CMAC people. Give me one show. Let's experiment. Let's try it. Let's see what happens. Come on. There's some money to be made there.
She's still young. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I want to be up by the stage dancing and singing.
By the way, she sat down the aisle for me. You stood for most of the concert.
Yeah.
You kind of had to. There's a really tall guy ahead of you. This may have been one of the funniest things I've ever seen at a concert. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope. Now, TJ, you weren't at the show.
No.
Hope, apparently you missed this.
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing if I was in the bathroom, but was not looking at the monitors when this happened at a minimum.
So the big screen, you know, they got the camera guys that are working the crowd and stuff, and Brad Paisley had the kiss cam. And what was the other one, the rejection cam?
Yeah, he said, we're only putting this camera on you if we think you have problems.
Oh,
and it was during Me Neither. Song about rejection.
Some people got it. Some people played along and they'd like look at their spouse and push them away or
love it.
You know, and that was funny. But there was another moment. This was completely unscripted. So Dylan Scott is running around and he's grabbing people's phones and he's taking pictures and clearly people are shooting videos of him. And he picks up somebody's phone and he kind of laughed when he picked it up. So he held it above him, which I thought he was going to shoot a video or take a picture. And then he ran to the other side of the stage with this girl's phone. I'm like, well, she's not getting that phone back. He ran up to the camera person and he held the phone up to the camera so we could see what was on her screen. Mm-hmm. She was FaceTiming somebody, an older guy who was at home, either in his underwear or shorts, no shirt on, in the kitchen. Like, the dude's making a sandwich in the kitchen with no shirt on.
Oh, my gosh.
And now he's on screen in front of, I don't know, 14, 15,000 people had seen
Did he know what was going on, or was he like, what's happening?
So if you're watching from your camera, would you understand what was going on? Because he went from watching the concert, seeing this guy on stage.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the phone is picked up, and I think his vantage point would be like just somebody running with the camera across the stage.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's looking at a cameraman.
Yes.
So I don't know if he knew what was going on. But we looked at it.
I've been to several concerts where people like are FaceTiming someone and holding
you've seen
it
a lot.
Up. Yeah.
Yep. I've never seen that before. Shirtless dude at home. And I was like, man, you better be careful.
That was just bad timing.
I don't know if that dude had anything on below the waist because he was behind a counter. It almost looked like he was on a cooking show. Like he was in a really nice kitchen somewhere.
What the heck?
And he was standing behind like an island and he must have had his phone propped up like on the island with whoever he was FaceTiming on the other end. Be careful, Dylan, when you grab people's cameras. TJ's about to send another one off to college. It sounds like it's going to be a little different from your normal college experience. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club.
It's crazy, actually. And my oldest went into the Air Force.
Yep.
So it really was like that was.
You handed her off.
Dropped her off at Niagara Falls and didn't see her again for 4 years. No, it was a nutty time. I'm sure listeners remember. I cried a lot on the air for that. Well, now Ava, she had taken a year off to save some money and she kind of wasn't quite ready. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like she needed to learn a little bit more about life before I felt safe sending her off to Pittsburgh. Well, she goes. She goes this fall to Pittsburgh to a Tom Savini special effects makeup program. It's 16 straight months all the way through. So that's what, a year and a half.
So this is like special effects for movies and attractions.
Movies. She could work even in prosthetics.
And she's like, really good at that stuff
it's
already.
It's all she's ever done anyways, like since a freakishly young age.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you making, honey? Just like guts. Can I hang them from my window? I'm like, okay. So she's just always seen things like that. Super excited for her. But it was so crazy talking to the housing lady because she's explaining to me that most kids, she's like, okay, so her room will be locked, but it's like an apartment type setting. So she'll live with other people, but her room will be locked.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Most kids have a microwave. They have their own little mini fridge. And then, you know, you're going to have to bring something to Wi-Fi and your computer. So she's going through all of these things. And then, you know, because there's no real food program.
So this isn't like a dorm where you just have a dorm and you're not even allowed to have
apartment,
a hot plate.
This is an apartment. And you go to these classes nonstop, sun up to sundown. Like, it's an intense, fast program, but you are expected to shop for your own food. You know what I mean?
And yeah.
Yeah. So this is a big undertaking. But I was like, man, we're like shopping and bed toppers. She's like, yeah, you're going to want to get a bed topper. You know, those things aren't cheap. And I'm like, man, if I would have told Mama Jay, I need a bed topper and a mini fridge. And you know how hard she would have laughed at me? Like, I legit picked up my twin bedding from my bed at home, took some posters off my wall.
And off you went.
And I was gone. There was no like, what do you need?
Yeah.
Like, I was out. So getting this prepared, I'm like, I'm not renting a U-Haul to move you to this place.
Well, maybe.
We should not need a U-Haul to go to college.
Maybe you take a trip down there and buy the stuff there. Let's be real. A lot of the stuff, like a coffee machine, you can get a little coffee machine at the Walmart new for like $30. Like, I bought an air fryer for my RV. I would have never bought an air fryer for my RV. I'm walking past an end cap, and they're on sale for like $25.
The end cap got you.
End cap got me. But right now, if you walk through Walmart, they already have all their college dorm stuff out.
Oh, I know. And for those Amazon Prime days, there were things on sale, too.
Do you have a hitch? Do you have a hitch on that thing out there?
No.
You could rent a little U-Haul trailer.
What am I going to hitch up? What am I going to? I don't want to have to rent a trailer. She should. It's one room. You know what I mean? It should be able to fit in the back
maybe
of my GMC.
Maybe drive down there, and if whatever you can't fit in the truck, you just buy down there.
I guess that's what we're going to have. Oh my.
So I could tell you
so
this.
So much money.
My in-laws
cha-ching,
had property cha-ching. In Geneseo.
Yeah.
And they rented to college kids. And when the college kids left, most of their stuff stayed behind. And I mean, when I say stuff, I mean anything that wasn't clothes or like a laptop. Lamps, fans, chairs, furniture, televisions, monitors. I mean, it's like they just locked the door behind them and walked out.
It's crazy how much college kids leave. The majority of my kitchen set right now is I just like kept upgrading every single semester as people left things behind. I was like, oh, this is nicer than what I have. Let me swap this out for my stuff that I got at a garage sale.
Yeah, because mom bought it. So it's like, who cares? I'll just leave it.
Yeah. Well, like you were saying, I don't want to rent a U-Haul.
I don't
so when they graduate
U-Haul.
And they're ready to go back home, they would just be like, see ya.
It's cheaper to leave it than to rent a U-Haul.
And we would just take this. I don't think I bought a fan for like 10 years because I didn't have to. George Strait is holding a benefit concert to benefit the folks down in Texas from the recent flooding. We are going to talk about that in a moment. But first, countdown to Shania.
Oh, Jesus.
You didn't think I was done playing this, right? Shania Twain's coming to our neck of the woods. And Miss Shania is hooking up with their Shania Twain Foundation, donating $25,000 to Feed More Western New York. That will provide 7,300 meals for people here in our region. This is all ahead of her show this Saturday at Darien Lake. She's donating to local food banks at every stop on her tour. So she grew up poor, so she knows what it feels like to be hungry. So thank you, Shania. We'll just let that play itself out. All right, George Strait is coming through for his home state of Texas. He just announced the Straight to the Heart benefit concert. It's going to directly help Hill County flood victims. George will be joined by Riley Green, Jamie Johnson, Hudson Westbrook, and a whole bunch more. Now, there's apparently like a dinner part of this that's going to take place on July 27th. All of the $1,000 tickets are sold. There are reserved seats for $2,500 and $5,000 left. I don't know what kind of venue they're having this at, but they're going to raise a whole bunch of money.
Wow.
And if that's a small venue, could you imagine seeing George Strait in a small venue somewhere? How cool that would be.
Well, when you spend $2,500.
Yeah, you get to play drums and sing harmonies. This is a very sad story coming out of Nashville. Last month, you probably heard Connor Smith was involved in a fatal car accident in Nashville. He was driving his truck in Nashville. He struck and killed a 77-year-old woman who was crossing the street. She was in a crosswalk. This past week, Connor was issued a misdemeanor citation for failure to yield the right of way, resulting in death. It's a Class A misdemeanor in Tennessee. That means you could receive up to a year in jail and a $2,500 fine. People are guessing. The legal eagles out there are saying he's probably not going to see jail time because of this. But on Friday, he made his first public comments on it. He hasn't been on stage since either. He canceled the shows.
He hasn't said anything.
He said, 4 weeks ago, I was involved in a tragic vehicle accident that resulted in the loss of life. Not a day has gone by that I haven't grieved, prayed, and mourned for Miss Dobbins and her family. My heart is broken in a way I've never experienced. I still struggle to fully process the weight of it all. I ask you continue to lift the Dobbins family up in prayer by name, asking for God's peace to surround them each day. That's such a horrible situation for everybody.
Bad place, bad time. Didn't see something for 1 second.
And right.
And he's so young.
Yeah.
To live a lifetime with this.
So he's taking a little time off.
Yeah.
You know, they're probably going to let the legal stuff play through and then back at it after that. But feel terrible for everybody involved. Yeah.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No, I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.